It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles, where different views of medical marijuana are on stark display this week. Medicinal marijuana is legal under California law, but not federal law. And yesterday, LA officials asked the federal government to stop cracking down. That same day, and what the government says is a coincidence, federal officials raided 10 clinics. The Drug Enforcement Administration is also threatening landlords who rent space to such clinics. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
This busy San Fernando Valley street is lined with typical neighborhood shops, the florist, the hair salon, the Chinese restaurant, and increasingly typical in L.A., the medical marijuana dispensary.
I've actually never tried the Martian Mean Green. Is that pretty good?
Excellent.
Chris Sweeney's one of the regular clients here. He's helped by a tall, muscular man named Hap Kent, who opened this dispensary about a year and a half ago. Kent delicately picks a fat green cannabis flower from a glass jar with his surgically gloved hand, telling Sweeney it's just right for what ails him.
Absolutely fantastic hybrid,
okay.
70-30 on the sativa side.
Okay.
So it's going to give you an uplifting feeling. It's also going to take care of the sports injuries.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Kent's dispensary is simple and bright, with shelves lined with large glass jars of marijuana buds with names like Martian Mean Green and Purple Afghani. But this is not one of those cannabis clubs where people hang around smoking their purchases.
I don't go to my CVS pharmacy and pick up my back medicine and sit with a bunch of people and take it and talk. Pick up your medicine, it's a medicine, and go home.
But on this morning, clients want to linger a bit. They've seen the sign that Kent has posted in the lobby telling them he'll be closing at the end of the month. He explains that his landlord got a letter from the DEA that says in part, violations of federal laws relating to marijuana may result in criminal prosecution, imprisonment, fines, and forfeiture of assets.
And he called me up, and I explained to him from square one, I said, listen, I'm going to do anything that you want me to do. I don't want to get you in trouble. I'm going to give up my space, and I'm going to walk away, and that's going to be the end of it.
We were unable to find a landlord willing to talk to us for this story, but Special Agent Sarah Pullen, the spokeswoman for the DEA in Los Angeles, says the letters weren't meant to be threatening, just educational.
There is a lot of confusion out there because of the difference between state law and federal law here in California. And a lot of property owners just don't understand that federal law says that, you know, marijuana distribution is illegal, and therefore their property is subject to seizure. And so this was just a nice first step, really, to educate not only the property owners, but the community that the law is very different.
According to Pullen, in the past year, the DEA has raided, or as she prefers to say, executed search warrants, at 15 to 20 medical marijuana facilities in the Los Angeles area. But only a small fraction of those cases resulted in charges being filed. Chris Fusco, a spokesman for a medical marijuana advocacy group called Americans for Safe Access, says these letters to landlords are just a way for the DEA to get clinics to shut down without raids or indictments.
They've added a new victim to their list of already long list of victims. Who are they going to go after next? The power companies? The water companies supplying these places?
The city of Los Angeles is now putting a temporary halt to the opening of new marijuana dispensaries. It's part of a package of regulations that was approved yesterday by the city council, requiring the facilities to comply with tax and health codes. At the same time, Councilmember Dennis Zine sent a letter to DEA Administrator Karen Tandy asking her to stop sending warning letters to landlords and allow the city to regulate the marijuana dispensaries and uphold the will of California voters. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.